It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter, from plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well.
Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find a pro for your project at Angie.com.
BT and Sal back on the Fan. All right, a little special treat for you here. BT and I had the opportunity yesterday to interview somebody who I really never even thought I would ever want to or ever could interview, BT, in Macaulay Culkin. Isn't it a weird one for us?
My kids were pumped up. I was pretty pumped up, too. He's awesome, man.
Tis the season, me too. But I'm like, wow, Macaulay Culkin. He's going to do a nostalgic night with Macaulay Culkin following a screening of the classic film Home Alone at NJ Pack. This is Friday, December 13th. At 7 p.m., so check it out, njpack.org. Tickets are available. So we had the chance to talk, and like the whole thing with the interview, we had to stay yesterday late to tape it.
Yep.
But for him, you know what? It could be fun. The people, it was like a real like Hollywood type scene. We're gonna patch Macaulay through on the line to you guys right now. You have 5 minutes and 30 seconds. I'm like, what the hell? What is going on?
Yeah, we'll take it as long as we need. Just put them on.
But it was fun. So listen in on the conversation we had with Macaulay Culkin yesterday. Have you fully embraced how much you and the Home Alone movie mean to people?
It's really hard for me to have perspective because I only have, I only have my perspective, uniquely mine, So I have a comprehension at least of how it makes people feel.
Mm-hmm.
But also I know how it makes me feel just, as just the kid that was in it. But I know how it makes me feel when I show it to my kids. So that's really when it kind of manifests in a different kind of way, showing it to my boys and them having absolutely no idea who they're watching the movie with. They're just watching it with their dad, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, no doubt.
So it gave me a new appreciation.
Well, listen, we know all the scenes. We know every line verbatim. So that's our perspective. When you were filming, what was it like filming the movie?
I just remember, it's funny because it's like, it seems like it's a lot of fun, it wasn't not fun, don't get me wrong,
uh-huh.
But like, shooting films is very kind of slow paced, it's very hurry up and wait, I was 9 years old, but I was also a 9 year old with a full time job. So I treated it like a job, I had things I had to do, preparation to do, places to be at the right time and stuff. So I remember that. I remember, they had to work me very hard. I mean, like 99% of that entire movie, I always say, I feel like Tom Hanks in Castaway. At least he had a Wilson. Like it was just me, just monologuing out loud, not normal people do, I remember working hard. I remember being bitter cold. Boy, Chicago winters, I swear to God. I remember those kind of things, uh-huh. But, I remember being a professional and, like I said, finding my light, hitting my marks, knowing my lines. I remember that stuff.
You have a favorite scene?
I mean, not necessarily, I do vividly remember the sled scene on the stairs. I just remember the concern of even just filming that was they really, really, really didn't want kids doing this at home. they thought about excluding it from the movie just because they were like, wait, if kids are going down the stairs on sleds, we're going to get sued. It's going to be our fault. I do remember that pretty vividly.
Do you stay in touch with any of the cast?
Not really. I mean, I'm in touch with Catherine O'Hara a little bit, I did another like small thing with her about a month ago. It's always great to see her, every time we see each other, I go, mama, and she goes, son, And yeah, you go. We have a very strong connection and affection for each other.
You know something. But,
otherwise, like. Yeah, otherwise not really, you know, like how many friends do you still have from when you were 9 years old? You know?
Yeah, exactly. And it's something, Macaulay, that normal human beings, like, we just can't understand, the majority of us. You have had to live your life like this. What is it like to have the majority of people always look at you as that little kid from that movie, Home Alone?
Yeah, I'm kind of frozen in time to a certain extent. I mean, honestly, I do appreciate it, you know, there's certain times where it's, you know, some people... don't find the most inopportune times to try to talk to me. It's like, yeah, like, don't talk to me when I'm at the urinal, you know, don't do that. it just seems like etiquette, you know, there's things like that.
Yeah.
You know, and also like, I try to keep, you know, like I don't do any of this kind of stuff, in front of my kids when it comes to, you know, fantasy stuff, like take a picture with me. I'm like, I'm with my kids. I want my kids to feel like their papa is normal for as long as they possibly can, because that's going to go away at some point.
Yeah, we all get weird as dads. Yep.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I have my rules, you know. But generally, like, no, I mean, I do appreciate the love and the fandom. I mean, it's been 34 years. It's been so, you know, yeah. Wow. Since that movie came out, yeah. You know? And so it's like, and it still resonates with people. You know, now it's like, you know, now those people are, you know, that were kids when they watched it. Now they have kids of their own, you know, and they're showing it to their kids. And you know, I do have an appreciation for that.
It's a beautiful circle, and because of that, you know, that length and almost 35 years, as you said, a lot of people view you as kind of like a Christmas authority. So we need you to weigh in, man. When is putting the tree up too early or putting the lights up too early? Do you have a standard code that you operate by?
Yeah, so when it comes to putting up decorations or like around the house and on the outside of the house, especially my neighborhood, it's the day after Halloween. That's totally, I think it's up for grabs.
Uh-huh.
November 1st, I don't think that's too early. I mean, I'm definitely on the early side for sure. When you get in the tree, I wouldn't do it that early simply because you don't want it to be dried out by the time you get to Christmas itself. We usually do it about like 2 or 3 weeks beforehand.
I like it.
Just make sure that, you know, it's properly watered, you
yeah.
know, and yeah, just so you don't want, you know, for your photos, you want a beautiful, bountiful tree, a moist tree.
Yeah, perfectly said for Macaulay Culkin. Of course, last one for you, Macaulay. We're a sports talk station and sports talk guys. We saw you dress as Joe Burrow for Halloween. Are you a fan of sports?
Yo, heck yeah, I am. Of course I am. Yeah. So we're an NBA kind of family, but we're actually, first and foremost, we're an NFL family over here. Brenda is the biggest fanatic ever. I created a monster. There was one morning where she just walked into the room, and I was watching a Rams-Seahawks game, and she kind of walked in, she was like, "What's football?" And like 3 months later, she knows all the injury news. Like, that's all her Twitter news is. It's just NFL related. I created a monster. So, you know, when the Rams played the Bengals, like, she was, you know, she definitely wanted the Rams to win. But I was like, boy, is that quarterback of Cincinnati, isn't he handsome? She's like, shut up. she was at halftime of that Super Bowl. She was yelling at the screen, like, come on, guys, what's going on here? And like, she just went on like this little like rant for like 3 or 4 minutes. And I turned her and go, honey, we're winning. The Rams are winning. They're not winning good enough. They're not winning. Okay, oh my God. All right.
And by the way, Macaulay, yeah, if she was a Jets fan, you'd really hear her yell.
Yeah.
It'd really get ugly for you, but you're lucky.
Oh, believe me, this past Monday was very disappointed. You know, yes, we've had 5 bad days this year so far. Because the Rams are 4-5, so yeah. So hopefully they pick it up. Just for my home life.
Sounds like a legitimate sports fan you got going on there with your wife, Macaulay. We can't thank you enough. We really appreciate all the work you did as a young kid. What you continue to do now. People looking for Fallout as well. Your new show that's coming out season 2.
Yeah,
well, you getting into that Fallout show? Or what? You having fun doing that?
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Heck yeah, yeah. I haven't begun filming. I start when I come back from this tour. And so, yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. you know, I don't have all the stuff, but I do have quite an insight, and I think people are going to be very pleasantly surprised with what we're going to be doing over there.
And we're looking forward to a nostalgic night with Macaulay Culkin following a screening of the classic film Home Alone at NJ Pack. Check it out Friday, December 13th, 7:30. Macaulay, you're the man. Thank you very much.
Thanks, buddy.
Cool. Yeah, thanks, fellas.
Fun to talk to Macaulay Culkin. Okay, we'll have some fun talking to you when we come back. 888-808-1019. Really everything up for grabs the final hour of the show. We've talked about Soto. We've talked about Rodgers. You all right? What's going on?
None.
Yeah. You and Hoff Joker. Hoff likes to fall. I love talking to Macaulay Culkin.
He's awesome.
Wasn't that fun?
Yeah, it was. Absolutely.
What do you two got going on over here?
Don't worry about
it. Great interview.
Something's going on.
No, I think it was awesome.
Now,
was cool.
I feel like Mike one time when me and Dog was making fun of, we had a bet going on.
Okay.
In the middle of the show, Mike and Chris are doing the show.
Yeah.
And then on one TV, the game is going on, like some, whatever, the Smurf Bowl, the Boise State Bowl game. And we're in Dog's ear, taking a bath on the game, and Dog's looking at us and laughing, and Mike stops right in the middle of the show and goes, "What's going on? You guys want to fill me in on what's happening?" I was like, "No, sir. No, please. No, we didn't." I'm telling you, dude.
I don't know why Mike scared you so much, man.
Yeah, what do you mean? He wouldn't scare you?
No.
In that spot?
I know it's easier for me to say it now. When you're younger, you're working your way up. I get it, but not as much as you.
Between that and Imus, the time Imus came in.
This guy's running over.
I don't want to talk to Sid. I almost soiled myself with Imus coming to
I had one experience with Imus, and it was so unpleasant. He's when I was interning, but I was upstairs with Bruder in the PR report or whatever. And the promotions, and he just like walked by me, and he had no idea who I was. Why would he? He basically gave me like a shoulder. I just looked back at him like, I don't care who you are.
Yeah, you're lucky you didn't pull out the gun on you.
Yeah, I get it.
All right, anyway, I'll find out
what
that was about off the air. But it was great talking about Macaulay Culkin. You should check it out.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.